You're listening to the Radio Diaries podcast. I'm Joe Richman. At Radio Diaries, we help people document their own lives in their own words. Our stories air on NPR and on this podcast. We're a nonprofit organization, and we rely on listeners like you. So if you want to help keep this podcast free, go to our website and click the donate button, radiodiaries.org. My own kids, who are 6 and 8, love school. But after working with teenagers for so many years, I'm afraid they'll start to hate it when they get a little bit older. That's exactly what happened to Nick Epperson, a 15-year-old from Salt Lake City that I met in the late 90s. I gave Nick a tape recorder to keep an audio diary of his struggle to make friends at school. Nick was a kid who couldn't quite figure out a way to fit in. His story was part of our Teenage Diaries series on NPR, and you'll hear it in just a minute. But first, I wanted to tell you about a new project Radio Diaries is launching this fall. We're going to track down a bunch of teenagers who shared their lives with us 16 years ago and let you know where they are now. Ever wonder what happened to Melissa, who basically gave birth on the radio? Or to Josh, who had Tourette syndrome? In December on NPR, you'll hear what Melissa, Josh, Nick, and others have been up to. And as you can imagine, a lot happens in 16 years. Now here's Nick's diary. It was originally broadcast on NPR in 1999.
Hi, this is Nick, and I'm gonna play this piece I wrote. Enjoy.
How are you? I'm okay. It's Halloween. My friend's sick. It's raining. It's Halloween. I can't play cello for money. I feel like a nobody. If there was some beer, I'd drink it and get out of here. Yeah.
That's my song.
Hi, Mom.
7:40 in the morning, and I'm walking to school, and the sun is just about to rise over the mountains. The delighted barks of Freckles the dog. Walking down 10th Ave, getting nearer and nearer to school. I just hate going to school every day.
Qu'est-ce que c'est, Philippe?
Nat, qu'est-ce que c'est?
At school, I can't pay attention, you know. I hate it so much, I can't even pay attention in class and learn.
It's third lunch. Here's a football game going on. Sometimes I like to play in that, but I rarely get past two.
Last year, I actually had a few friends. And this year, they're gone. They all just ignore me because I'm different. And I don't know what's so different about me. I mean, I'm not really strange, or I don't dress differently than others. I don't know. I don't know why people didn't want to be my friend. It's like one continuous day of depression at school. Thanks for bearing with me, and I'll talk to you when I get home.
I'm feeling like really like I'm disgusted with myself. I pick up my cello. Every time you start playing, it's like I don't have any stress at all. I don't even listen to anything. I just sort of space out. I just pick it up and space out.
Dinner's done. Dinner's ready, guys. Everybody come to the table. Spaghetti.
We always eat dinner together as a family every single night. We meet at about 5:30 or 6 and have a long dinner together and talk about our days.
Nick, do you want to talk about junior high at all?
I feel kind of sad about going. And
I don't like anything much that's going on in school. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually bored a lot of the times. Like, no one knows me. No one wants to get to know me. I just hate going to school every day. What do you think I should do?
It's hard to talk about.
Okay, example two. If
our line.
Okay, wait, all right, I got it. If two adjacent angles forms a straight line, then the sum of the measures equals 180.
Good. Okay, written exercises. Let's get our pencil for this.
Since I last talked, which was about 2 weeks ago, my parents have been offering for me to take home studies, dropping out of school, taking home school. Prove angle 2 plus angle 4. Was 180. All right, this is a proof.
It's not. All you have to do is say.
No, this is a proof, Mom. You can write it down.
Equations can be added. That's all.
No, Mom.
Okay,
watch.
Go ahead.
And so I decided, why should I have to go to eighth grade anymore? If I hate it so much, I've had enough of it. There, our first proof we did all by ourselves. I quit school because school sucked.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Let me tell you about what I do every day. I get up at 7 o'clock, take a shower, do some French, read Great Expectations, and I play some cello. Homeschool is great.
I like this. I like this groove we've got. I like this. This new machine.
You can hear the tea boiling in the back, and what should I have? Oregon mint, licorice spice herbal tea, or cinnamon apple? It's been about a month since I've been going to homeschool, and homeschool is, like, good, but I don't have the best social skills right now. What I'm saying is I'm out of practice and making friends. Like, the other night, I felt really lonely. And I knew these two girls. And they only live a few blocks away. And one night I decided, well, maybe I should just go over there and be brave. And I walked over to the house and I knocked on the door. And I went in and it was just really uncomfortable, and I tried, like pushing good questions on her to start conversations, but we just felt really strange around each other, and it was awful, and I just went, and, I mean, if you can give me any advice
Or if you could just give me some potion that would make people my age start liking me. Or, I don't know. I just need to know how to socialize. I'm gonna go nuts. This is your lovely host, Nick Epperson. And it's been about 4 months since I last recorded. I think my voice has changed considerably. Another thing that bugs me is I'm coming down with some acne, and I wash my face all the time, and my face problem. Okay.
Dad?
Hi there, Nick.
I was just going to ask you if you've noticed any changes in my life since I started homeschool.
I think, you know, overall this has been a good experience for you as far as, you know, French and history and all that's concerned. But, like, deeper and more than that, sometimes I go back and forth a little bit. Sometimes I feel like almost like we indulge your emotions or your moods or your feelings, maybe too much. And sometimes I just want to tell you to kind of snap out of it. What you're making a face, I'm going on, I shouldn't be saying what I'm saying. No, I just feel like I'm just being honest for a minute. I want to just say.
Okay.
But you're a serious kind of guy. Just like me.
I spend too much time moping and just, I don't know, it's hard just to feel good and do lots of things these days. It's hard to work, it's hard to learn, it's hard to practice. It's hard to do anything. There's one more thing I want to talk about. Today, my mom arranged an appointment for me with a doctor to talk about depression, and I think that we've waited too long to do this personally, and just need to cheer up. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Wow, it's a really sunny, gorgeous day. There's just a few clouds.
I've missed out on a lot of recording lately, and many, many things have happened. I decided that it'd be good to go back to school. It's time to make some freaking friends, you know? Alright.
I prepare to cross the street to West High, and I look over there, and there are just, it's pretty amazing. They're all gathered on the south lawn, and wow, it's packed. Packed with children.
I'm excited.
Who did you have 2 minutes to get to class?
Okay, let's try to read that for us the first time all together. One. 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, the first day of school, I think I was sort of in a frenzy. Like, I gotta find the kids I like. I gotta take notes in the classes. It was just sort of like a puppy running into, like, a house, just trying to soak all this new stuff in.
Thank you.
So, that was my first day.
Come in.
My brother Dietrich is seated in bed.
So, Nick, what do you think? Do you think you're better or worse or what?
I don't have real identity right now. And, like, during lunch, like, every person I go to, I'm kind of frightened because they already have everything figured out for themselves, and I don't have the skills like you do of getting people to be friends with. You know what I'm saying?
Can I tell you something? I mean, I don't know if you know this. Basically, everyone I hang out with, you know, my age, like 19, 20, and every girl has been absolutely knocked out by you, you know? You heard Lara said, you know, oh, Nick, if you're only like 4 years older and stuff. I mean, you're tall and you're sexy. You know, you got that cute hair and like those intense eyes, but you're also so musical and sort of sensitive and honest. I think you're kind of like a time bomb, you know? Or like maybe you're like one of those infectious diseases, you know? It's like you're in the dormant stage right now.
All right, Mark.
All right, be quiet.
Okay.
She goes to Davis High. She's so pretty, oh my.
3 weeks ago, I went to a party. The thing that was really cool is at this party, I kissed someone for the first time. She was drunk, but basically, when she was talking with me, all of a sudden she just kissed me on the cheek, and it was hilarious. She kissed me on the cheek, then I kissed her on the cheek, and then we just both kissed each other. It was really cool.
Hey, Nick, what's up?
Monica Torres!
It's the end of the year. Yearbook day.
May I see your yearbook?
I have an electronic yearbook here. Just sign it with your words.
With my voice.
With your words.
Well, Nicholas, I've had just a lovely year getting to know you, and unfortunately, we only were like buddies the second half of the year. So we must keep in touch this summer. Give me a call. We'll go out.
When I look at it, so much in my life has happened. And I've changed a lot. As a child, I was really happy and I was really enthusiastic about everything that I did, about cello, about my writing, about drawing, about school, about friends, about everything. And since the beginning of junior high, as I've gotten older, I'm not as idealistic as I used to be. I think I see life more as it is now, and I'm not as dreamy and creative as I used to be. But maybe it's still deep in my brain, in the storage. I'm just letting you know that.
Thanks for everything. And I think you have really nice eyes, and I just gotta tell you that.
Well, that just about wraps up it all. Goodbye. And it's been a pleasure.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I like this groove we've got. I like this new machine we bought. Let's keep this thing on. You know it, we won't ever yawn. This ride
You've been listening to the Radio Diaries podcast. Stay tuned this fall to find out what happened to Nick and the other kids who recorded their teenage diaries with us 16 years ago. To hear all our work, visit radiodiaries.org, and please consider a donation to help us do what we do. I'm Joe Richman. Thanks for listening.